The Hoop by Fyodor Sologub. Early one morning, in a deserted street on the outskirts of a town, there walked a lady and a boy of four. The boy was gay and rosy. The lady was young and well-dressed. She smiled in her happiness and looked anxiously at her son. The boy was bowling a hoop, a large, new, yellow one. He ran after it with awkward, childish movements, laughing joyfully, stamping his chubby feet, displaying his bare knees, and waving his stick. It was not at all necessary to raise the stick so high, but what would you have? What joy! A short while ago he had no hoop, and now there it was, bowling away so swiftly, and everything was so jolly. There was nothing there before for the boy. It was all new. The morning street, the bright sun, the distant murmur of the town. To the boy it was all new, pure and joyful. Yes, all is pure. Children never see the impure side of things until their elders show them where to look. A shabbily dressed old man with coarse hands stood at the crossing and drew himself up against the fence in order to let the lady and her son pass. The old man looked at the boy with dim eyes and smiled dully. Slow, vague thoughts began to creep into his bald head. "A gentleman's son," he thought. "A nice little fellow. How he enjoys himself. A child. A gentleman's child, mind you." There was something he could not understand, something that seemed strange to him. A child. But children are pulled by the hair. Petting indulges them. Children are always in danger of being spoiled. And the mother did not repress her son, did not shout or threaten. How well-dressed and beautiful she was. What did she want for? She evidently lived in peace and comfort. When he, the old man, was a boy, he had led a dog's life. It was not too sweet even now, although he was no longer beaten or went hungry. In those days it was hunger, cold and blows. In those days there was no such indulgence as hoops or other such toys of the gentry. Thus his whole life had passed in poverty, care and bitterness. There was nothing to remember, not a single joy. Smiling with toothless mouth at the boy, he grew envious.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?